Blog Talk Radio.
Inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall bring understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity that sin is at my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption, another word is salvation, of their souls is costly, and it shall cease. Cease means to stop forever. That he should continue to live eternally, that means timeless or everlasting, and not see the pit. The pit is in the ground or a hole, or you call it hell. For he sees that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the senseless person perish. Perish means die also. And leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their homes will continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own name. For example, the house of Yorkshire or Cornwall, the house of Southaven or the house of Hampshire. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beast or an animal that perishes. This is the way of those who are foolish. And in their posterity means their future generations or offspring, who approve their saying, like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall be consumed in the grave for their own dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. Oh, the grave has power. For he shall receive me. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. But when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. But while he lives, he blesses himself. For men will praise you when you do well for yourself. You shall go to the generations of your fathers. They shall never see light. Man who is in iron, yet does not understand, like the beasts or animals that perish and dies. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 41. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, I humble myself as I come before you in your throne in prayer, in your Son's name. Thank you for this wonderful Sabbath morning, March 2nd, 2013. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, for blessings and deliverance in spite of all the snares and pitfalls the evil one sets before us. Thank you, Father, for sane mind, sound mind, good health, family, love, peace, courage, patience, wealth, education, happiness, and the increased education technology that you have provided so that the Feed My Sheep show may be aired to everyone on this planet Earth that wants to listen. Thank you, Father. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your day of rest. The only day that the Bible says you are to rest and keep holy. Try it. You might like it. You might like resting yourself. Saturday, Sabbath starts from Friday evening, sundown, and ends Saturday evening, sundown. Now, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Leviticus, Leviticus, L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 18. Excuse me, I normally tell you to have your notepad or paper, pen or pencil. And those things I want you to have, plus your new King James Version of the Bible. This is where I read. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. Now, last time that I was with you, I had started reading the book of Isaiah. But my heart, well, I should say my mind, was on my mind so that I have changed it. And I will get back to the book of Isaiah as soon as I feel that I have read to you about the laws of sexual morality. You know, I keep telling you that I am a follower of Jesus, and I want you to be a follower of Jesus as well. But if you do not know the things, there are things that you cannot do in order to be a follower of Jesus. And I'm going to read to you from the book of Leviticus, that's spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 18. And that talks about laws of sexual morality. I'm going to read as much of that as I possibly can, hopefully all of it, and continue reading until I feel that my spirit is satisfied. So I want you to turn to the book of Leviticus, and forgive me. We'll pick up at the book of Isaiah at another time. Amen. Let's get started. Are you at the book of Leviticus now? The book of Leviticus is in the Old Testament. It is the third book of Hebrews, the Torah. They say the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah or the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch is spelled P-E-N-T-A-C-E-U-C-H, I think. Oh, Lord, help me. Okay, so let's start reading Leviticus chapter 18. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to do the things of the land of Egypt where you dwell, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. Another word for ordinances, practices. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances, my practices. This is what God is saying to them, to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which, if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach. Another word for approach is come near. Anyone who is near of kin to him, to uncover his nakedness. Nakedness means without clothing. I am the Lord your God. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. I just thought of the word porn. I don't know if this is what's happening in the porn movies or not, but nonetheless, that's just popped in my mind. So, porn, maybe you should not look at that. Let's pick up reading at chapter 18 of Leviticus, verse 9. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter, or your son, or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness shall not their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. That's thinking of your niece or your granddaughter. That's what I'm thinking. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is near kin of your father. That's your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister. She is near kin to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. That's your uncle. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your wife's, of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness. He is really preaching to the man. Good Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 18. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister. That's her opponent. That's your competitor, to uncover her nakedness whilst the other is alive. Also, you shall not approach or come near a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her customary impurity. That means her monthly period. You're not to have sex with that woman while she's on her monthly period. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally. Carnally means sexually, with your neighbor's wife, to defile yourself with her. And you shall not let any of your descendants, your children, pass through the fire of Molech. Molech is a foreign god that burns their children. And in today's world, I would say that's abortion. Nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. What is profane? Profane means to violate or say something bad about the name of your God. And that's my Father in heaven. Verse 23, you shall not lie with a male as a woman. Uh-oh. Now, what do you not understand about that? It is an abomination. That's disgusting. According to Moses, that's disgusting. You are not to do that. A woman is not supposed to lie with a woman, as she would with a male. You have broken the law. And that's why, yeah, oh, Sandra Harris saying that, yeah, I am a sheep. I call myself a sheep. But when he told me that I dreamed to feed his sheep, that made me think that I'm a shepherd. You know, they say a sheep is one who is easily influenced or led. A humble and submissive person. Well, and they also say that person is dumb. Dumb, stupid. Well, that's, if you want to call me that, call me that. But I believe in what God has said. You know, I believe that in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46, it says, Father, I command my spirit into your hands. When Jesus was getting ready to die, he commanded his spirit into God's hands. And that's what I believe. I'm trying to build up treasures in heaven for myself. And I want you to come along with me. This is why I do what I do. I'm being obedient to God. He told me to feed his sheep. And when I die, before I die, If I don't say it then, I'm saying it now. Father, I command my spirit into your hands when it's time for me to take my last breath. I want you, sheep, to follow me. And I pray that God will keep me from doing all these things that are disgusting to him. So far, I've not done those things. So I'm very thankful. I pray that I never will. And I pray that you, sheep, never will either. Let's pick up verse reading at chapter 18, verse 23. Let's go back to verse 22. It says, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. Got it? It's an abomination, which means disgusting. Now, there are some states in the United States of America who, where laws have been passed where they can do that disgusting thing. Let's pick up reading verse 23. Nor shall you mate with any beast, my other Bible says animal, to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before a beast or animal to mate with it. It is a perversion. Perversion means deviant sexual practice. A woman, you're supposed to mate with a man, not with a dog, cat, or horse, or animal, or whatever. Whatever kind of animal. You're not supposed to do that. Verse 24 says, do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled. Therefore, I visit the punishment of its iniquity. Iniquity means sin upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nations or any strangers who sojourns. Sojourns means to travel among you. For all these abominations, those things that are disgusting and hated, the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. Lest the land vomits you out. In other words, less means to avoid an act that will take place. It says, lest the land vomits you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whomever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commits them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinances, that's decrees or practices, so that you do not commit any of these abominable means very bad customs, which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. Now, if we finish reading chapter 18 of the book of Leviticus, those of you who have Twitter, Facebook, that listens to my program, I pray that you will tweet this or Facebook this particular message, the laws of sexual morality, to your friends and relatives, because I do not have a Twitter account or a Facebook account. I am just barely able to do this Blog Talk Radio program. And I hate to say I'm an older woman, and I am. And I thank God for that when you consider the alternative. If the alternative means death. So I would be appreciative if you could share this reading with them. And we will come back to reading more of this until my spirit feels satisfied next time. And after that, if it's God's will, I promise, we'll get back to reading the book of Isaiah, because I really want to know about the book of Isaiah. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Well, before I have a closing word of prayer, I want you to get this book. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer. This is by Dr. Reginald J. Eady, A-E-D-I-E, one of your fine doctors over at the Detroit Medical Center. You can get his book by going to www.eatandlivelonger.com. That's all one word. Let me spell it out to you. www.eatandlivelonger.com. Let us have a word, closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one that you give to us daily. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Amen. Amen.
let you down. And I know. Ah.